proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. Today we conclude our series about Paul's message to the people in the synagogue of Pisidian Antioch, a message contained in the 13th chapter in the book of Acts. Paul's speech left the audience with a mixed reception. The Jewish attendees left the building, but Gentiles who heard the apostle asked him to repeat his discourse on the following Sabbath. Luke recorded that, quote, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, unquote. The latter two missionaries, quote, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God, unquote. On the next Sabbath day, almost the entire city of Antioch and Pisidia came to the synagogue to hear Paul preach. The presence of these assembled multitudes aroused the envy of the Jews. They, quote, spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming, unquote. The two missionaries did not react adversely to the insults of their opposition. Indeed, they declared, quote, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, with reference to the Jews. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, unquote. The first portion of that declaration corresponded to Paul's statement that he wrote in the first chapter of the book of Romans. It, the gospel, he wrote, is, quote, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, unquote. He followed the example of Jesus Christ, who directed his evangelistic efforts primarily toward, quote, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, unquote. The second part of Paul's declaration aroused further controversy among the Jews. Quote, so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth, unquote. Those words, taken from the 49th chapter of Isaiah, those words indicated that God's ministry of reconciliation did not apply only to Jews, but to the pagan Gentiles as well. The Jews saw themselves as God's favored people. They did not take kindly to the concept that God had any concerns for the spiritual welfare of the Gentiles. That was the Jewish reaction. The Gentiles, on the other hand, the ones who heard Paul, quote, were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, unquote. Luke added that, quote, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, unquote. Tasso, the Greek verb translated as ordained, tasso applied to anyone appointed to fill a particular position. God appointed those who, quote, were ordained to eternal life, unquote. He appointed them to a new position and to enjoy a new status. They would become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Jews of Pisidian Antioch responded by, quote, stirring up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts, unquote. Note that the opposition to the gospel did not come from the riffraff in Pisidian Antioch, but from the more genteel members of that society. Despite being rejected by the Jews, Paul and Barnabas remained undaunted. They shook off the dust of their feet against the Jews of Pisidian Antioch. They came into the nearby town of Iconium and again preached the gospel. They had done what God commanded them to do. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.